We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Dane Marcos. It's Friday, October 17th, 2025. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and the Women's Resource Center on campus will be honoring survivors and bringing awareness to the month with several planned events in an effort to create a safer campus for all students. Among these events include crafting sessions, podcasting, bingo, and support group conversations. There will also be informational meetings where attendees can discuss strategies when handling triggers and discuss tools to stay grounded and mindful in any situation. A few of the WRC's main missions are to emphasize the idea of compassion rather than reactivity, to enable difficult conversations, and to explain the warning signs of domestic and dating violence before they may occur. There are many more available resources at the WRC, from lectures and panels to workshops. All of these events are open to anyone, regardless of your history with domestic violence. Be sure to follow them at WRC Illinois on Instagram for more updates, and to wear purple on Monday, October 27th, to show support for domestic violence survivors on campus. If you're looking for something to attend tomorrow afternoon, the 16th Annual Disability Resource Expo will be held tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Marketplace Mall. The expo will offer information about a myriad of disability aid resources, ranging from education and recreation, healthcare and equipment, advocacy and legal organizations, transportation, residential information, and more. For those interested in volunteering at the Disability Resource Expo, or to find more information, visit disabilityresourceexpo.org. Adding to the list of Saturday's events, downtown Urbana will be host to a No Kings protest tomorrow. The No Kings protest is part of a national nonviolent protest movement against President Donald Trump's controversial use of executive powers, with an emphasis on his recent deployment of federal agents in many major cities across the country. The event will begin at the Champaign County Courthouse in Urbana at noon, with a pre-protest performance by Back Porch Boys, followed by a protest and march that will end around 2 p.m. The city of Urbana has issued permits for multiple road closures to accommodate the protest. From 10:30 a.m. to 3 p.m., Main Street between Broadway Avenue and Vine Street will be closed off. The march will begin at approximately 1:15 p.m. and will be heading south on Broadway Avenue, looping back around to East Main Street and Broadway Avenue. Moving on to entertainment, Shipwreck headlines the Canopy Club tomorrow with doors opening at 8 p.m. The performance will begin at 9 p.m. with sets from campus openers Ohm, Keanu, and Emmett. The DJ duo Trip Churchill and Colin McGuire are becoming a household name in dance music led by hits like The Fall with the Chainsmokers. All patrons must be 18 years of age or older with a valid ID. Bag checks will take place upon entry. For more information, visit the Canopy Club box office or canopyclub.com. Additionally, Pocket Fest, a pocket-sized music and thrift festival, makes its debut tomorrow at the Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center from 1:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. The festival is free to all, though it is highly encouraged to support the local businesses and vendors if possible. The event's lineup consists of local musicians Rosalie, Hollow, Lackadaise, Emily Howe, Parakeet, and Sierra Sakura. As for the business side of the festival, more than a dozen vendors will also be present at tomorrow's festivities, ranging anywhere from thriftable clothes to Argentine sweets. For more information on Pocketfest, please visit pocketfest.cu on Instagram. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Sophia Bodie, Grace Avila, Wilson Nichols, Elliot Casey, and Gavin Westlake. From WPGU News, this has been Dane Marcos.